各种各样的假冒的东西。
Right, we all know about fake Rolexes.
我们知道假的这个劳力士手表。
There's fake companies and telemarketers and all kinds of fake stuff like that.
还有很多欺诈的公司。
But there's also fake doctors.
然后也有这个假冒的医生。
Here we go. So, Dr. Wen Jun, come on.
李文俊医生。
There you go.You got to look the part. He actually has a doc. He could actually legitimately have the doctor title. But today you're going to be pretending to be a medical doctor. Come on up here.
你今天呢，假扮一个
这个假冒医生。We got your lab coat, your stethoscope.
啊，你有你的这个实验室外套啊，还有这个听诊器。
He even looks like a doctor, doesn't he?
看起来也像是一个医生，对吧？
Now I believe that Minru Lingzhen.You guys could probably even get him into the hospital, right?
敏如和林真姐妹，是不是你们可以把他当就是带到你们的医院里面去
？If I need any surgery, you know what? I'm going to save some money with good old Wen Jun right here.
如果你要需要做手术的话，到文俊医生那边来。
And this, here, use this for practice. Warm up with that.
然后就用这个当你的这个实验病人。
This is Eugene's newest medical surgeon, whatever you call those guys.
这是我们宇津的这个新的外科医生。
You guys recognize the game, I hope. The point I want to make, okay, you can sit down. Okay. I'm not going to have you do surgery.
我不会让你来真正的做这个手术的。
The point I'm making, how many of you guys would have him operate on you?
多少人会让他真正来给你们做手术呢？
Right, you might save some money.
你也许可能会省一些钱。
But you wouldn't let him operate on you because it's dangerous.
但是你不会让他真正给你做手术，因为这很危险。
And in the same way that doctor frauds are dangerous, so too are gospel frauds.
医生的行骗是很危险的，但是我们的福音的欺骗也是很危险的。
This morning's message was originally designed for next weekend, but for some various reasons, I was asked to preach this today.
今天的这个信息原本是应该是下周日来做的，但是有一些其他的原因，今天我来做讲道。
And I believe that God in His sovereignty has just appointed this message for this time and for this audience.
像上帝就是有这样的一个意愿，就是让我们今天来讲这篇文章。
So let's pray.
让我们来一起祷告。
Gracious God, we do pray for Patrick that you would bless him with miraculous health.
主啊，我们真的是向你祷告，为 Patrick 来祷告，为他的健康来祷告。
And I pray God that you would meet with us this morning.
求你真的今天早晨与我们在这里相遇。
Teach us what it means to love one another.
让我们学习什么是真正的彼此相爱。
In the great name of Jesus, Amen.
耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
So most of you guys, I hope you guys have a copy of Jude. It was handed out.
大家今天都有了这个犹大书的这个读经的这个。
We're going to be preaching through the entire letter.
我们今天是要读整个他的这本书。
And if there are extras, if you guys don't have a copy, there are some Bibles in the back. Just let us know if you don't have a copy.
如果你没有的话，后面也有圣经，请让我们知道。
And we're going to go through this section by section.
我们今天一节一节来读犹大书。
And we're going to look at this strong message that Jude has to the church about gospel frauds.
让我们一起来看一下他对教会中这个福音的骗子的强烈警告。
So let's begin with verses 1 through 4, and we'll read it together. Verses 1 through 4 in whatever language.
让我们一起用你们熟悉的语言来一起读第一节到第四节。
Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to those who have been called, who are loved by God the Father and kept by Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance.Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints. For certain men whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are godless men who change the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord.You can see here that verses 1 through 4 is a basic, it's one of my favorite introductions of New Testament letters.
第一节到第四节呢，是我在新约里面最喜欢的信的引言部分。
I love the clarity.
我喜欢它是多么的明了。
The author,
作者
is actually the half brother of Jesus.
他是耶稣同母异父的兄弟。
And he identifies himself as a servant of Jesus and the brother of James.
他定义自己是耶稣的仆人和雅各的兄弟。
And he writes to a specific church.
他也是写不同的信给教会。
We don't know what church that was, but it was likely to be about at the close of the book of Acts.
不知道这是什么教，不知道这是一个不，这是它是一个不知名的教会，但是它应该是在《使徒行传》的结尾的这个部分的教会。
And Jude does a great favor with his introduction.
他呢，就是在这个他的引言部分里面呢，说到。
He is very articulate with the purpose of this letter.
他是非常的简明的，而且很清楚的有这个他的写作目的的。
You see in verse 3 that he wants them to, he urges them to contend for the faith.
他对我们对教会就是说要有为信仰而斗争。
And the reason he wants them to contend for the faith is because, you see the word for there.
想让他们斗争的原因就是。
The reason he wants them to contend for the faith is because gospel frauds had slipped into the church.
这个原因就是呢，有福音的骗子们偷偷的溜进了教会。
Gospel frauds come in two varieties.
福音的骗子有两种。
On the one hand, some people promote this legalism.
有一些是强调律法主义的。
That you have to work so hard and follow these laws and practice these ceremonies in order to be saved.
你必须要就是不停的做工，然后用各种的仪式啊，还有这些律法才能得救。
On the other hand, the other side of gospel frauds is a license for immorality.
还有一些呢，就是说就是说对这个放纵主义的这样一个描述。
And these are the ones that Jude was addressing.
这些呢就是说犹大在这里面警告的。
These gospel frauds are the ones that are living for the pleasure of sin.
他们呢是住在了罪的里面。
And they excuse that sin because, oh, Jesus is just so gracious.
然后并用耶稣基督的恩典来作为借口。
But at the same time, they reject Jesus' authority.
但是在同时呢他们还弃绝了基督的权柄。
Now, Jude's message, as we will see, is quite harsh against the gospel frauds.
我们可以看到犹大对于这个福音骗子的信息是非常严厉的。
So I want to be very careful with this, with the distinction here.
我想要非常非常小心，对于这个区别非常的小心。
Sometimes my kids seem to reject my authority.
有的时候呢，我的孩子呢，似乎也是这样子。
I have four young boys.
我有四个小儿子。
And if I'm doing my homework and I ask them to be quiet, they get louder.
如果我要在做我的功课，我跟他们讲安静，他们就会越来越大。
And if I'm in a hurry and I tell them hurry, 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 run, they walk.
如果我说快跑快跑，我很着急，他们就会用走的。
If I want them to slow down and be careful, like by the pool, and I say walk, they run.
我说慢一点走，如果是在那个泳池边上要慢一点，他们就用跑的。
This distinction is important. They do this out of immaturity.
这个区别是非常非常重要的，就是说他们不听话是因为还没有长大。
This is not an outright rebellion of a rejection of my authority as a dad.
他并不是反叛或拒绝我作为父亲的一个权威。
So let me make this distinction.
让我来做一个区别在这里。
There is a difference between a non-believer and a new believer.
在非信徒和信徒之间是有区别的。
And there is a distinction between non-believers and new believers and fake believers.
然后呢，这个也有就是说，新信徒、非信徒、新信徒和假信徒之间的区别。
Gospel frauds are not non-believers.
福音的骗子并不是非信徒。
Gospel frauds are not new immature believers.
他们也不是说新的信徒。
They are those who pretend to be Christian.
他们是假装他们自己是基督徒。
But who absolutely reject the authority of Christ.
但是他们是完全的拒绝了耶稣的权柄。
They live for their own pleasure and glory rather than the glory and pleasure of God.
他们为了自己的快乐和荣耀而活，而不是为了上帝。
So in this little introduction, Jude sets up the reader with an abrupt message calling out these fake believers, these gospel frauds.
犹大呢，在一到四节的引言当中，让我们看到了一个对假信徒、对福音的骗子的一个信息。
So now let's read 5-7 together again in whatever language.
让我们现在一起来读五到七节。
And these describe the condemnation of the gospel frauds.
他在这里面描述了对福音骗子的一个谴责。
Verse 5-7.
让五到七节一起来读。
Though you already know all this, I want to remind you that the Lord delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe, and the angels who did not keep their positions of authority but abandoned their own home. These he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day. In a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire.You can see that Jude's message is quite strong or harsh.
我们可以看到在这里犹大的信息是非常强烈严厉的。
But it was such an important message. Not only did it get documented and spread around to other churches.
但是它是如此重要，对教会有着很重大的影响。
But you see the same basic message in 2 Peter. So we know that it was important.
我们在同样在彼得后书也看到了相似的信息。
Consider too the book of Revelation.
当然都可以看在看这个启示录的时候。
And the way that John uses these graphic, imaginative pictures to wake up a sleeping church.
约翰用生动的比喻描述了对这个恶人的谴责，来唤醒属灵上沉睡的教会。
Could you imagine if we preached like this today?
你能想象我们今天这样布道吗
？The enemies of God are gonna burn.
上帝的敌人会被烧死的。
Or to quote a famous American preacher during the times of great revival in the 1700s.
或者是引用十八世纪伟大复兴时期的一位著名的美国传教士的话。
He said, "The wrath of God burns against them."
上帝的愤怒在他们身上燃烧。
Their damnation does not slumber.
他们的诅咒不会沉睡。
The pit is prepared.
深坑已经挖好了。
The fire is made ready.
火已经预备了。
The furnace is now hot, ready to receive them.
炉子已经热了。
The flames now rage and glow.
火焰熊熊的燃烧。
The glittering sword is wet and it's held above them.
闪闪发光的剑已经磨过，举过他们的头顶。
And the pit has opened its mouth.
然后深坑在他们下面张开了嘴。
That is a harsh message.
这是一个非常非常严厉的刺耳的信息。
But in times of emergency, that's exactly what the type of message a church may need.
但是在非常紧急的情况下，这个就是我们需要的。
Consider the annoying noise of ambulances.
就想想救护车的声音。
They drive by our house all the time. They even come down this street while we're preaching.
他们总是从我们的房子旁边开过，然后有的时候我们在教会讲道的时候也能听到。
It's harsh. It bothers us.
它非常的刺耳，对我们来讲是很烦的。
But we know that there is a medical emergency that justifies the annoyance, the harsh noise.
我们接受这个刺耳的噪音，是因为我们知道，哦，这是有一个紧急的医疗的事故。
Gospel frauds are dangerous enough to sound the alarm.
福音的欺骗呢，是足够危险的，而引起我们的警惕。
People who pretend to be doctors, they go to prison.
假扮的这个医生呢，他们会进监狱。
People who pretend to be Christian go to hell.
假扮的基督徒呢，他们会进地狱。
And that's why we have such an abrupt message here.
所以我们在这里就会有这样的一个信息。
Verses 8-16, we're going to do a little bit different.
在第八章到第十六节，我们有一点不同的。
We're going to make it a little bit interactive, so I want you to look at the passage itself.
我们做一个就是说比较有互动性的，然后让我们自己来看一下第八节到第十六节。
So what are some of the descriptions that Jude uses here for the gospel frauds?
犹大在这里面都用了哪一些描述是针对这个福音欺骗的
？What do you see?
你都看到了什么呢？在第八节到第十六节中间，大家看到了什么
？8-16, good question.Animals, okay? They're unreasoning animals. It says they lack understanding.
没有灵性的畜类。
What else?
还有什么？
What descriptions do you see of these people?
在这些描述里面都看到了什么？
Dominic? Clouds without rain, good.
没有雨的云。
Blemishes. It says blemishes at your love feast. The love feast, what he's referring to there is communion.
这个爱宴在这里面指的是圣餐。
So these are the people that are pretending to be Christian and participating in communion.
这些假冒的基督徒他们也参加这个圣餐。
Yet they don't care that they're sinning and re-crucifying Christ every time.
但是他们并不在意，他们一直在罪里面，然后一直在给耶稣钉十字架。
What are some other descriptions in there?
其他的还有什么描述吗？
It says that they pollute their own bodies.
他说了他们污秽他们的身体。
Now it's possible that that refers to, say, intoxicants or maybe too many donuts.
也许是说指麻醉剂或者是甜甜圈。
But scholars believe that that refers to sexual immorality more specifically.
但是圣经的研究员说他们更有可能说的是性上面的道德败坏。
Fault finders and flatterers.
这个自叫什么？常发怨言和为得便宜谄媚的人。
In English, we just call these people two-faced.
我们在英文里面就说他们是两面派。
Do you have a Chinese word for that?
你们有这样的一个中文有的 ，yes,
sorry. Yeah, where you pretend to be, oh, you're such an, I love you, you're great, and you put out that face.
有的时候你就会就是说展示出来，哦，太棒了，这样的一面。
And then when they're gone, they're like, man, that person's got so many problems.
然后等那个人走了之后，你在背后就说，哦，这个人呢有太多的问题了。
Again, that's these gospel frauds.
这些都是这个福音上面的欺骗。
So you could see how Jude overwhelms the reader with descriptions that highlight these gospel frauds.
我们可以看到犹大是用这些非常强烈的词来描述，来淹没读者的。
They're rebellious.
他在书里面说到他们是反抗的。
Arrogant.
傲慢的。
Selfish.
自私的。
And shameful people inside the church.
然后在教会里面的这些可耻的人。
Now, it's one thing to find such people on the outside of church.
这个在教会里外看到这样的人是一回事。
It's a whole different thing to find them inside the church pretending to be Christian.
但是在教会里面看到这些人，他们假冒自己是基督徒是另外一回事了。
Can you identify gospel frauds?
你们可以分辨出来这个福音的骗子吗？
Can you identify fraudulent doctors like Dr. Wenjun this morning?
你能分辨出一个行骗的医生吗？就像今天早上文君医生一样。
Right? Do you take precautions to do that? When you have surgery, do you have a second opinion?
当你就马上就要做手术的时候，你会有第二个，就是再有一个这样的想法吗
？I was looking into this for the in preparation.
我在准备的时候看到了一个这个东西。
And in Portland, Portland, Oregon, Lucas Ebert pretended to be a doctor.
在波特兰的一个叫卢卡斯，他是装扮成医生的。
And he actually convinced this lady and had it scheduled, and he was going to perform on her a gastric bypass surgery.
他呢已经说服了一个女士，然后也把这个手术都安排好了，要做一个胃分流的手术。
They had it scheduled. He probably had his lab coat and a stethoscope and a fake ID badge.
他也许已经穿好了他的这个衣服，然后戴好了名牌进入这个医院，然后把这个什么
？And he made his way into the hospital.
他也进入了医院。
That is scary.
这也太恐怖了吧
！I gave blood, donated blood on Monday.
我周一的时候献血。
And I was skeptical. Who are these people? I've never seen you before.
我当时就有一点怀疑，你们是谁呀？我从来没见过你们。
What school did you go to?
你们去的哪个学校？
You know, I mean, I'm wondering and thinking all these things.
我就在想这些事情。
Now, fortunately, Dr. Ebert was actually found out.
但是幸运的是呢，这个假冒的医生被发现了。
He was smart enough to pretend to be a doctor, but he couldn't find his way to the surgery area in the hospital.
他 进了医院，但是他并没有找到这个真正做手术的地方在哪。
And fortunately, there are a number of safeguards in the hospitals that would prevent such a happening.
很幸运的是，医院有很多这样的安全措施。
And again, we have those safeguards because it's dangerous.
然后我们有这些安全措施，是因为这很危险。
So can you identify a gospel fraud?
那你能分辨出福音上面的骗子吗？
If somebody claims to be a Christian, get to know them.
如果有人说他自己是基督徒，那么我们就要去了解他们。
Find out how they live and find out what they believe.
了解他们的生活，找到他们相信什么。
Are they selflessly living for the glory of God, or are they living for themselves?
他们是无私的为荣耀神而活，还是更关心他们自己的生活？
Do they live more for building the kingdom of God or building their own kingdom?
还是他们是更为了扩展神的国而活，还是为了扩展他们自己的国而活？
Now, some of that might be spiritual immaturity.
也许有些情况是因为属灵上的不成熟。
And that's different than a gospel fraud.
但是这个呢，就是跟这个属灵上的欺骗是两回事了。
But if somebody has been in the church for years, and if they're still on spiritual milk, you might have a gospel fraud on your hands.
如果呢，有的人在教会里面已经很多年了，但是他们还是在属灵上属于吃奶的阶段，那么可能就有问题了。
If they've been a Christian for years and still live the same life as they did before they came to Christ, you might be dealing with a gospel fraud.
如果他们称自己是基督徒，但却过着和以前相比并没有改变、没有更荣耀神的生活，也许你们正在面对着这样的福音的骗子。
If you think Dr. Wen Jun is a danger, I think gospel frauds are even more dangerous.
如果你们觉得文君医生是非常的危险的，那么福音上的骗子应该是更危险的。
He's dealing withtreating people and diagnosing people with temporary matters.
他是用暂时的一个行为来装作来医治病人。
But gospel frauds are dealing with eternal matters.
但是福音的欺骗是针对我们一个永恒的生命。
So Jude unapologetically and somewhat harshly sounds the alarm on these gospel frauds.
所以犹大呢，他没有歉意的，而且还有些刺耳的。为这些人敲响了警钟。
Fake Christians are not to be tolerated.
假冒的基督徒呢，他是不能被忍受的。
And again, just let me make sure that the distinction is clear that a non-believer is not a gospel fraud.
让我再次来声明，这个非基督徒他并不是假冒的基督徒。
And a new believer is not a gospel fraud.
新的基督徒他也不是假的基督徒。
So Jude has described the condemnation and the characteristics of these gospel frauds, but he doesn't leave us there.
所以犹大描述了对这个一群福音骗子的谴责和他们的一些特征，但是犹大并没有离开那里的教会。
In the next section, he provides the church with some keys to spiritual well-being, spiritual health.
他在下一部分中呢，他提供了一些属灵教会的健康。
And in the last section, we'll see that he gives some instruction on how to triage those with spiritual health crises.
然后在信的最后的地方，附上了对如何区分那些属于属灵健康危机中的人的一些说明。
So let's read again together verses 17 through 21.
让我们一起读一下第十七节到第二十一节。
17 through 21, go.
一开始。
But dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, in the last times there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the men who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life.In verses 17 through 21, Jude calls the recipients to three spiritually healthy practices.
在第十七节到第二十一节中，犹大对这个收信的人说了三个在属灵里面健康的一些实践。
The first command, the first instruction is to remember the apostles' warnings.
第一个就是记住使徒的警告。
There will be gospel frauds. There will be ungodly pleasure-seeking people.
将会有福音的骗子，会有不敬虔、寻欢作乐的人。
And if you're not careful, they will cause division in the church.
如果你不是很小心的话，那他们会分裂教会的。
The apostles and the word of God teaches us how to deal with those who are in opposition to the word of God.
使徒呢教导我们如何对待与那些与神和他的国为敌的人。
And then the second exercise.
然后第二个就是
build up your faith and pray.
建立信心和祷告。
One of my seminary instructors pointed out that there are two faith-building exercises in the Bible.
我的神学院的导师指出，在圣经里面有两个建立信心的练习。
And they deal with touchy topics that we don't really want to deal with all the time.
他说了很多就是比较敏感的话题，我们可能并不是想。
They have to do with our time and our money.
一个是我们的时间，另一个是金钱。
By giving 10% of our income, tithing.
给我们收入的10%就是十一奉献。
We practice trusting God with our money.
我们练习把我们的经济交托给神。
And by taking a Sabbath, we exercise and practice trusting God when it comes to how we spend our time.
在守安息日的时候呢，我们在建立和练习我们的信心，然后是我们如何来过我们的时间的。
And these are just practices, exercises that you get you warmed up and built up in your faith.
这些就是说是一些实践。
Faith is simply trusting God enough to obey Him.
信心呢，就是说足够的相信神而去顺服。
And we trust Him even if we don't understand.
即使我们不完全理解的时候。
We trust in the wisdom and the goodness of God beyond what we could see.
我们相信神的智慧和善良超越我们所能看见的。
We trust in the wisdom and the goodness of God beyond how we feel inside.
我们相信神的智慧和善良是超过我们能感受到的。
We acknowledge that He is God and that we are not.
我们承认神是神，他是唯一的神，我们不是。
And of course, prayer is such a part of that.
然后祷告是非常非常重要的一部分。
We live in this constant communion with God where we want to find out what He wants us to do and then we do it.
我们生活在这样的一个社区里面，我们需要寻求来自神的声音，然后照他所说的做。
And then the third exercise, the spiritual healthy practice is this.
第三个部分呢就是这样子的。
Stay in God's love.
常在神的爱中。
We all have this spiritual condition of sin that requires constant spiritual attention.
我们都有一个属灵的状态，就是说需要持续的保持属灵上的专注。
Sin has left us burnt and sore.
罪让我们遍体鳞伤。
Peeling and blistered.
充满了伤痕累累。
Sin causes regret and remorse, and there are horrible consequences for sin.
让我们充满了罪恶感，还有懊悔，还有一些其他的罪的后果。
And staying close to God's in God's love is like having a burnt hand, and you keep it under the cool running water.
这个就像是把烧伤的你身体上烧伤的部分，在这个流动的凉水下面冲洗。
It soothes and it prevents further damage.
这个可以抚慰或也可以防止更多的这个对皮肤的伤害。
And occasionally we distance ourselves from God.
很多时候我们拉大了与耶稣之间的距离。
And when we do that pain and the damage, the regret and all that, it comes back and we want to get close to God again.
但是罪带来的痛苦又回来了，所以我们想要回到神的爱和恩典里面。
That nearness to God is so key to the Christian experience.
就是与神的近距离对我们基督徒来讲是非常重要的。
So Jude reminds us to get back in God's love.
犹大在这里面提醒我们要回到神的爱中。
And if you see here and at the conclusion of the letter, that fellowship with God is what it's all about.
如果你看一下新的结尾，你就知道与神的这样的一个连接是最重要的。
That's where the spiritual health comes from.
这个就是我们的属灵上的健康。
So these are the ways that we care for ourselves spiritually.
这是这些我们关心我们自己的在属灵上面的一些方向。
And it's essential that we know how to care for ourselves spiritually before we help others.
如果我们属灵上不健康的话，我们就没有办法准备好自己服侍别人。
Right, the same principle applies when flight attendant tells you to put on your oxygen mask before someone else's.
这就像是在坐飞机的时候，空乘人员会说，在帮助别人之前要戴好自己的氧气面罩一样。
You have to take care of yourself spiritually so that you are ready and able to care for others.
就像是你要做好自己在属灵上的健康，这样子的话，你才能去服侍别人。
Now let's look at verses 22 through the end there, 22 through 25.
让我们现在一起来看一下第22节一直到25节。
Ready, go.
让我们一起读。
Be merciful to those who doubt, snatch others from the fire and save them. To others show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to prevent you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. So let's see how to triage these three groups of people.
让我们来看一下它是对人如何分类的。
The first group are those who doubt.
第一部分呢，就是有些人怀疑。
Some people doubt.
有些人他就是怀疑。
These are non-believers. They just don't believe yet.
他们是非信徒，他们就是不相信。
For whatever reason, they do not believe that Jesus is who he says he is.
不管是出于什么原因，他们不相信耶稣是他所声称的那样。
They do not recognize Jesus' authority.
他们不承认耶稣的权柄。
But they don't claim to be Christian.
但是他们也不承认自己是基督徒。
They're like visitors to the hospital that they themselves are sick, but they don't know it.
他们就像是去到医院里面的病人，他们去看病，但是他们病还不知道自己生病了。
And Jude encourages us to have mercy on these people.
犹大告诉我们要对这些人有怜悯。
Be merciful to them.
我们要对他们有怜悯。
Show kindness and concern for someone as if they were in serious need.
对有这些需求的人要表示出我们的善意和关心。
The second group of people are those who are playing with fire.
第二部分呢，就是说有些人在玩火。
And note that Jude does not say treat these people with mercy.
但是在这里面他并没有说对这些人要有怜悯。
Some Christians are dabbling with sin.
有一些基督徒他们是在罪里面受引诱的。
And they are going to suffer the consequences for that.
他们也会感就是想最后有属灵上的影响。
There are spiritual effects to that.
这有对他们有属灵上的一些影响。
Stop them.
阻止他们。
If you tried talking to them nicely and warning them,Do whatever it takes and stop them.
如果你是跟他们友好的交谈，但是就是做任何事情都可以来阻止他们的事情。
If you have a friend with a drinking problem and he struggled to stay sober,
如果你有一个朋友有酗酒的问题，他与这个不喝酒在一直抗争。
You hear that he's at the bar?
如果你听到他在酒吧里面。
Get in your car and get down to the bar and drag him out by his hair if you have to.
那就开你的车过去，把他从酒吧里面拉出来。
Stop them.
阻止他们。
The third group of people.
然后第三部分。
And this, I would argue, are the gospel frauds.
这个部分的人呢，就是我觉得是假基督徒的。
Once again, it says, treat them with mercy.
而这里面又说了对他们有怜悯
But mercy mixed with fear.
但是是是怜悯并且要有恐惧的
So be nice and show compassion.
要友善要有同情心
But protect yourself.
但是也要保护自己
They have a contagious terminal spiritual disease that you need to protect yourself from.
他们得了传染性的绝症，你需要自己要保护好自己。
So be nice.
要有友善。
But absolutely stay safe.
但是一定要保护好自己的安全。
So there are three main points for application here.
所以这里面有三个要点。
Don't be a gospel fraud.
不要成为福音的骗子。
Right? Don't be a fake Christian.
不要成为假的基督徒。
The Chinese church welcomes non-believers and new believers.
华语今华人教会它是欢迎一个非信徒和新信徒。
Okay? But fake believers should not be tolerated.
但是假的信徒并不是不受忍受的。
Secondly,
第二
take care of yourself spiritually.
在属灵上照顾好自己。
Pursue a deep and intimate relationship with God.
要和神建立一个非常非常深的这样的一个关系。
Get to know God and His ways intimately and accurately through studying His Word.
通过祷告和圣经学习来更多的认识神。
Exercise your faith. Pay your tithes and offerings and observe the Sabbath and go to church and do those things.
要操练信心。要做十一奉献，要守安息日。
But most importantly, when God tells you to do something or don't do something, just listen.
如果神让你不要做什么事情，你就不要做，就好好的听神讲。
I'm confident that God does not have a communication problem.
我非常的有信心，神是没有任何交流上的问题的。
I know that God is speaking to your hearts and your minds and He's telling you all the time, do this and don't do that, or listen to that.
我非常有信心，神是不停地在跟我们的心讲话，一定要听上帝的话。
Too often we justify that and get rid of that.
很多的时候我们就忽视掉了。
And then third, deal with non-believers and new believers with compassion.
第三个呢，就是对非信徒和新信徒要有同情心。
But deal with those who are playing with fire, deal with them with great courage.
但是对玩火的人要有勇气。
The Christian experience exists in this.
基督徒的信仰是在的
The Christian experience exists in this.
基督徒的经验是这样子的。
Sinners recognize that they are sinners.
罪人呢，他们知道他们自己是罪人。
And sinners recognize that they cannot live up to the holy demands of God.
罪人也知道他们没有办法生活在神的诫命当中。
And something happens when they recognize that, and they run to God for mercy.
但是有的时候，他们什么事情发生的时候，他们就跑到神的面前去求神的怜悯。
When we pretend that our friends are not spiritually sick, we rob them of that Christian experience.
当我们的朋友们有一些excuse me, where is that? Sorry.
We rob them of the Christian experience when we pretend that they're not sick.
当他们有生病的时候呢，我们基督徒表现出。我们表现出他的这个怜悯和我们的信心。最后就是说我们的这个我们的愧疚在这个属灵的欺骗里面的一个愧疚。
I so value the people in my life that have the courage to deal with me honestly.
我非常珍惜在我生命里面有就是很有勇气诚实对待我的人。
My wife Floria.
我的妻子 Floria,
she's the best at this.
她是最好的。
She is a wonderful, gracious, submissive, and loving wife.
她是一个很棒的又顺服的妻子。
But she has the courage to address sin.
但是她也有勇气来面对这样的罪。
Pastor Ricky is another person.
潘牧师也是另一个。
HP, him too.
HP 弟兄也是。
I remember when I was neglecting some responsibilities and I got an email from HP.
我记得当我有一些责任悄悄溜从我就是从我身边溜走的时候，我收到了一封来自 HP 的邮件。
That email had three words.
在这个邮件里面就三个词。
Said Donald, comma, Donald, comma, Donald, comma, dot, dot, dot.
然后他就写了 Donald, comma, Donald, 逗号 Donald, 然后点点点点点
right, that's all I needed, someone to say, hey.
这就是我需要的，别人就是说，哎。
My dissertation advisor, Dr. Clausen.
我的这个论文的导师，克劳森博士。
Another person that I'm getting my money's worth out of this lady.
我 这个我在他身上真的是赚够钱了。
They call her the claw.
他们 the claw.
The claw.
他们把他叫做钳子。
Nothing gets by this lady.
什么东西都没有办法咬住他。
And I'm so glad for that. I'm better because of that.
我因为他这样，我才会变得更好。
Be that person for the people in your life.
要成为这样的一个人。
Have the courage to stop sin.
有这样的勇气去阻止罪恶。
You will prevent spiritual injury.
有勇气去阻止属灵的伤害。
Have the courage to tell your friends that they're not spiritual doctors.
有勇气去告诉你的朋友和家人，他们并不是属灵上面的医生。
Have the courage to tell them that we are all gospel patients dealing with sin ourselves.
他们和我们一样是需要恩典和怜悯治疗的病人。
We are all sin sick and need the absolute treatment that is available in Christ alone.
我们都是一样的，需要用只有耶稣能够用他的恩典和怜悯来治疗的病人。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Jesus, I'm so grateful for your grace and your mercy. I'm grateful for the people that you have put into our lives that have fostered those God encounters, who by not pretending that we're okay, have said, no, you need to go to Jesus. God, I think of so many people, Pastor Tom T. Walt and so many others who aren't afraid to give us the gospel straight, that we are sinners and that we need Jesus. God, and I pray that for each one of us that you would put people in our lives that would challenge us and help us to face our own sinfulness and immediately turn to you for grace and mercy. Be with us, Jesus. We are so grateful that you are. Amen.
Chapter 6, it says that when we are baptized, we are baptizing, we're dying with Christ.
在罗马书信里